Good morning, Carroll County. This is Carroll County Commissioner Stephen Wance from District 1 with your weekly Commissioner's Report. Gosh, the sun's been shining for the last few days. How incredibly remarkable is that? Let's hope that that lovely thing in the sky continues to do so, because honestly, I think we've had enough rain. So if we could just reach a happy medium so that our agricultural community has enough moisture for their crops. Oh, and by the way, they need to get into the fields, which they haven't been able to do yet. That would be wonderful. So anyway, enjoy this lovely weather, and let's hope that it continues. I'm going to start off a little bit today in a different fashion. I want to reach out to a couple members of my family. So allow me a minute or two here to do that. I'm incredibly honored to say that my granddaughter, Emma Cheney, who attends Northwest Middle, was chosen as a Carson Scholar. She received a $1,000 future college scholarship from Dr. Ben Carson. She is one of only about 500 students in the country that was awarded this tremendous honor. And it has to do with GPA and your volunteerism. And I'm incredibly proud of Emma and all that she's accomplished. So congratulations to my granddaughter. And then also congratulations to my beautiful wife, Kathy, who just recently had a big birthday, and we've been celebrating that. So, you know, I say many, many times that family comes first. And in my commissioner's report today, truly I do mean it, family comes first. So going to be a little bit about public safety today. I know you all are shocked, imagine that, me talking about public safety, but, you know, I think it's critically important to keep reminding folks of how wonderful we are, and we continue to be one of, if not the safest county in the state of Maryland, and it's as a result of the tremendous men and women, not only in law enforcement, but in the fire, emergency medical services, our emergency management, our emergency communication dispatchers, everybody that's associated with public safety. Do a tremendous job here in Carroll, and I want to continue to say thank you to them. On a little bit of a different note, I want to reach out to the family of the president of the Carroll County Volunteer Emergency Services Association. President Don Fair was recently injured in an accident, in a farming accident, and he is recovering in the best place anywhere at the University of Maryland Shock Trauma. And so we wish him a very speedy recovery and certainly want to keep him in our thoughts. And certainly his family as he moves through the healing process. Speaking of the Carroll County Volunteer Emergency Services Association, I want to say congratulations to them once again for a successful convention that they had yesterday. And they always do a great job there of honoring not only awards and having a great luncheon, but certainly the memorial service that pays tribute to those that served and are no longer with us. So, it was a great day yesterday, and I want to say very much congratulations and thank you to all the folks associated with the Volunteer Emergency Services Association. And on that same theme, I want to say congratulations to all that were honored on Wednesday morning at Martin's Westminster. The Carroll County Chamber of Commerce had the Public Safety Awards, and this is the third time that they've done so. And I want to give a shout out not only to the Chamber of Commerce, but certainly to Lisa Degetz, who is associated with Carroll Occupational Health. This was initially an idea brought forth by Lisa to do this, and here we are now 3 years later, and this particular ceremony continues to grow each year. And I want to say congratulations to all the award recipients, and thank you to Lisa and everyone at the Carroll County Chamber of Commerce for putting this incredible program together. Mike McMullen, Peggy Soper over there at the Chamber of Commerce do a tremendous job. And I want to also give a shout out to Carroll County's own Jennifer Franciotti, who was the master of ceremonies and did a wonderful job that day as well. You know, one of the other things that occurred that morning, the national anthem was performed by Jackie Claudie, who was a senior from Westminster High School. And I started about my granddaughter listening to Jackie sing the national anthem. Jackie was recently lead in a play or in a musical that Westminster High School did, Mamma Mia. She played Donna in that. And Jackie's future when she graduates includes being accepted to the Performing Arts College up in New York. And that young lady will go far. She did a tremendous job. So to Jackie and her family, congratulations. Just a wonderful performance of the national anthem. Now to the award recipients. I'm going to quickly go down this list because I think it's important. A lot of the things that happened with the awards this year were as a result of a tremendous storm that we had last year in July, where we had a tremendous amount of rain in a very short period of time. So there were rescues across the county, and everybody stepped up and did a tremendous job. So the awards that were given out at Wednesday's Public Safety Awards, the Prosecutor of the Year went to Stephen R. Rocher, a Senior Assistant State's Attorney for Carroll County. The Correctional Officer of the Year went to Lonnie Gersild of the Carroll County Sheriff's Office. The Dispatcher of the Year, that went to Carroll County Emergency Communications Center Shift A, reporting for night shift. Supervisor Charles Green Jr., Emily Franklin, Sean Donovan, Kim Jones, Alex Wonder Roop, Hannah Boyer, an assistant manager who is no longer with us but was also there that day, John Carl. Also, Supervisor Malcolm Helwig, Carrie Harris, Chris Bauman, Bridget Weishorst, Stevie Barnes, Matt McManaman, and Emergency Management, our manager here, Valerie Hawkins. Congratulations to all of those folks. Law Enforcement Officer of the Year was shared by two individuals, Trooper First Class Derek Eckhart of the Maryland State Police, Westminster Barrack, who also happens to be a firefighter and EMT with Hampstead. So congratulations to Derek, and Detective Jonathan Beck of the Westminster Police Department. Supervisor of the Year went to Sergeant Stephen L. Parrison of the Maryland State Police. Congratulations to him. The Distinguished Achievement Award went to our Critical Incident Stress Management team members, who consist of folks from our Critical Incident Stress folks in the Carroll County Health Department, Westminster Police Department, Carroll County Sheriff's Office, Carroll Community College, Carroll County Public Library, and the Best Western, and the Carroll County Department of Economic Development, and the Friendship Baptist Church Comfort Dogs. So congratulations to those folks as well. Life-Saving Award went to individuals from Gamber and Community Fire Company and Reese and Community Fire Company. From Gamber, Firefighter EMT Jack Brown, Engineer Dale Bollinger, Chief Charles Green Jr., Firefighter EMT Jesse Claggett, and Lieutenant Sean Chenoweth. And from the Reese Volunteers, Firefighter EMT Gerald Shaw and Firefighter Paramedic Chief Dan Blosky. Our Silver Medal of Bravery went to Master Deputy William Kyle Bargett, Master Deputy Michael Przyjinski, both from the Sheriff's Office, Deputy First Class Timothy Lookingbill, also from Carroll County Sheriff's Office, and Deputy Corey Moser from the Carroll County Sheriff's Office, and Sergeant Antoine Smith from the Baltimore Environmental Police Department. And the Gold Medal of Valor went to various individuals from Gamber, Westminster, Pleasant Valley, Reese, Manchester, and New Windsor Fire Departments for an extensive amount of water rescue that occurred that I previously mentioned. So, again, congratulations to everyone. We oftentimes take for granted that when you pick up the phone and call 911, that folks are going to come. Remember that there's a ton of things that go on prior to making sure that that happens. And make sure you thank our emergency responders each and every day. And also, I want to give a shout out to the Ascension Church, which is on 23 North Court Street in Westminster. They are going to be celebrating their 175th anniversary, and they're having a special ceremony on June the 1st, and we will be recognizing them. So one of the oldest churches in Carroll, and there's a ton of history there. So want to say congratulations to them. And finally, Westminster is also home to the oldest Memorial Day parade in the nation. And that's a day that we also say thank you to all of those in uniform and those that are no longer with us, to allow us to be able to do the things that we do here in the country and as a free society. And I want to say thank you to all of that activity that has surrounded the Westminster Memorial Day Parade, which will be on Monday, May the 27th at 10 a.m. Put down your cheeseburgers for a while and come out to this spectacular event. It begins at 10 a.m. It's typically over in about an hour or so. And the parade is amazing. So I encourage everyone, again, put your cheeseburger aside for about an hour and a half Monday, May the 27th, and pay tribute to our veterans and certainly to all of those who are no longer with us on Memorial Day. With that said, it's springtime. My public safety message always is stay safe, everyone. Be aware of your surroundings and enjoy the fantastic weather that continues to occur here in Carroll. Thank you very much. It continues to be my honor to serve as your District 1 Carroll County Commissioner, and this has been Stephen Wance. Have a great week.